a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Gentlemen, the South Dakota Senate will come to order, and leading us in our prayer today is Dodie Nordemer from the Peer Ministerium here, and our page of the day is Jake Risden, also from Peer.
Let us pray. Lord, as the Senate begins this session filled with issues that touch the lives of the citizens of South Dakota, may they be surrounded by your guidance and wisdom. Help the members of the Senate be wise in discernment, balanced in judgment, fair in decisions, visionary in planning, and guided by common goals. May they be mindful of all the people who have placed trust in them. Their tasks and responsibilities are great. May your powerful presence run like a thread through the heart of each person. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll.
Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heinemann, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Lederman, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rave, Rush, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 24th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown. Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We'll pause now and welcome back Dr. Steve Schrader as our Doctor of the Day from Miller, South Dakota. Thanks, Doc, for filling in today and taking care of us. And thank you for all that are watching and listening over South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We appreciate that partnership very much. We'll move through some housekeeping items first, and then we'll get on to a page resolution and recognize our pages. Communications and petitions.
Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution, and subject to your consent, I'm honored to inform you that I have appointed Kimberly Malsom Risden to the position of Secretary of the Department of Health. This appointment was effective January 26th. 2015. Also, Mr. President, I have appointed Steve Emery, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Tribal Affairs. This appointment was effective October 27, 2014. And I have reappointed the following: Dennis Kamick to the position of Secretary of the Department of Corrections, Trevor Jones, Secretary of the Department of Public Safety, Darren Berquist, Secretary of the Department of Transportation, James Hagan, Secretary of the Department of Tourism, and finally, Lynn Valenti, Secretary of the Department of Social Services. All of these appointments are effective January 12, 2015. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Senate has the constitutional obligation to review these appointments for advising consent and confirmation made by the governor. The President Pro Tem Brown has assigned these appointments to the respective jurisdictional committees. Lynn Valenti for Secretary of Department of Social Services to Health, Trevor Jones, Secretary Department of Public Safety, and Denny Kamick to, Secretary of Department of Corrections, Judiciary, State Affairs, James Hagan, Department of Tourism, Steve Emery, Tribal Affairs, Kim Malsom Risden, Department of Health and Transportation, is hearing the appointment of Darren Berquist, the Secretary of the Department of Transportation. Reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 16, 40, 77, and 85 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10:50 a.m. February 20th, 2015. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, Chair. The Committee on Transportation reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1113 and recommends do pass consent calendar and Senate Bill 185, which was tabled. Senator Valley, Chair. Committee on Appropriations reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 53 and 54 and recommends do pass and Senate Bills 52, 106, 176, 193, 50, 55, 99, and 181 and recommends do pass amended. And finally, Senate Bills 144, 145, 147, 157, 163, and 169, which were tabled. Senator Peters, Chair. Committee on Taxation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 119 and recommends do pass amended. Committee on Health and Human Services reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1079 and recommends do pass amended, and House Bill 1155, which was tabled.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1107 and 1230, and I have the honor to return herewith Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, in which the House has concurred. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Okay, motions and resolutions.
Senator Kabak moves that Senate Page Resolution 3 be adopted.
Would all of our pages please stand up in front here? And thank you for that motion, Senator Kamak. Just all line up here in front. You all have yellow shirts, so make sure the yellow touches each other. Senator Kamak, thank you.
Mr. President, members of the body, these pages are responsible for bringing us coffee and bringing us papers, but more importantly, they're responsible for bringing us smiles and enthusiasm and humor that at many times the body needs an infusion of, and I thank you for that. The pinata, no one has confessed, but I thought the pinata was a nice gift, but the amendments that have been brought to the pinata, I ask the sergeant at arms to conduct the investigation, see who might be responsible for that. I hope that you've enjoyed your experience, and I hope that you take the experience back home and share it with your friends. But more importantly, I hope that the experience has an opportunity to possibly bring you back to this body in an official capacity sometime in the future. Thank you for your service.
Further remarks. Senator Parsley, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the body. Pages. 2 weeks are over. The most common words I've heard the last couple of days is, I don't want it to be over. Now, when we sit out here, I think we maybe have a little different idea about that sometimes, but not with you guys. This is actually, of this session, this is the best class we've had. And we're really proud of the work you've done. You've worked hard. And what I'm really the happiest about is when I made a comment the other day that on the quality of legislators, that I thought the legislators were all very good here, except for one when he looks in the mirror, most of you responded that you like my joke, and I was happy you thought that was a joke. So you do have a good sense of humor, and as my good friend from Union Center said, you bring a lot of humor to what we do around here, and we appreciate that. Sometimes the days get long, sometimes tempers get a little short, and it's good to hear you guys talk and have you come and talk to us and maybe make a joke about what we said, and it does lighten the mood up, and we really appreciate that. You'll take away from here something that you'll never forget. My sister was a page when, as you've heard the president say many times, there was a time when we had to read all the bills because there was no computer. Well, my sister was a page back then, and she has never forgotten that. She still talks about the day she was a page here. So you'll remember this. Thank you for your service. Thank you for being here, and good luck.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Kamak's motion that Senate page Resolution 3 be adopted. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Yes.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing? Excused. Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield excused. Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson excused. Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
And White, excused. Brown?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 yeas, 4 excused.
President declares that the vote is tied, so therefore he casts an aye. And we wish to thank Caroline and Avery, Gerald, Christine, Jeanette, Logan, Joshua, Jake, Maria, Andrew, Madeline, Bailey, Chantel. Thank you so much for all your hard work. Senator Kamak's motion, having received a majority vote of the members elected, is hereby declared passed. Congratulations, pages. Hey, 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 where are you going? Oh, put it away. Oh, you're not done yet. I mean, we're going to be going here till midnight. Excuse me, you'll be going here through midnight. We have you for the full day, so. Okay. Senator Tiedemann.
Personal privilege?
Not sure about that, but okay.
I'll keep it very brief, but
you can't say very brief. Because okay. Now it's not brief.
It will be brief.
Okay.
I want to thank Jeanette and Caroline for the message, no hunting. I was told by a number of people yesterday, do not break that. It's too pretty. So I'm going to take it home, show it to my wife. I may remove the horns, but I will not hunt or hit it with the gavel. Thank you.
That's hilarious. Okay. Thank you so much, Pages. We'll see you through the rest of this term today. And let's please proceed with motions and resolutions. Continue.
Yesterday, Senator Monroe announced his intention to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 159 lost. Senator Monroe moves that the Senate do now reconsider the note by which Senate Bill 159 lost.
People who are listening and watching, Senator Monroe is asking, because this bill lost yesterday, to have it reconsidered. And so he will be discussing his motion to have it reconsidered. At this point in time, the discussion is whether or not we should vote on it again through essentially calendaring it. So thank you, Senator Monroe, for your patience. Good afternoon.
And thank you for your patience, Mr. President. Times change, people change, and numbers change on the floor when people come and go. So I would appreciate your positive vote in reconsidering this vote, and we can recounter and do it again. Thank you, Mr.
Senator Ray.
President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, just briefly, again, the prime sponsor is still gone. He was injured this week, as most of us or all of us know. I did speak with him last night. He will be back on Tuesday for session and would appreciate giving his side of the story. I think he could answer several of your questions and concerns, so I'd appreciate your consideration to bring the vote back up one more time. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Ray. Further remarks on Senator Monroe's motion? Hearing no further remarks, the question is Senator Monroe's motion to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 159 lost. Those in favor of reconsideration will vote aye. Those opposed to reconsideration will vote no. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Ewing. Ewing excused. Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield excused. Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holine?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
No.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
No.
Peterson is excused. Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White excused. Mr. President, there are 28 yeas, 3 nays, and 4 excused.
Thank you. Senator Monroe's motion to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 159 lost, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and this shall be reconsidered.
Senator Monroe moves that Senate Bill 159 be deferred until Tuesday, February 24th, the 26th legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is so deferred.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, a concurrent resolution commending and recognizing the numerous contributions made by South Dakota social workers.
President Pro Tem waives the referral to committee, and SCR 7 will be placed on Tuesday's calendar, the 26th legislative day. Next order of business is consideration of committee reports.
Senator Rave moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 101 is found on page 443 of the Senate Journal and House Bill 1027 is found on page 444 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Heineman moves that the words without recommendation be stricken from the report of the Committee on Education on Senate Bill 189 as found on page 445 of the Senate Journal and that the words do pass be inserted and that the bill be placed on the calendar of Tuesday, February 24th, the 26th legislative day.
Is there a second?
Second.
Before I call on you, Senator Heineman, especially for the students who have come today, we have a procedure in the legislature that we cannot consider on the floor any bill that is either not passed out of committee or has come out of committee without a recommendation. In other words, the committee's in favor of it or if they're opposed to it, and there's a mechanism to deliver that. In this situation, It was without recommendation. That is nothing. And Senator Heineman's going to talk about that, but we cannot debate it unless it's calendared in the affirmative. And so since that's not what happened in the committee, she is asking by this motion to get it calendared to be put on for Tuesday to debate it. Otherwise, it would not be debatable and would fail in committee. So thank you for your patience, Senator Heineman. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would ask your indulgence today to calendar Senate Bill 189. We had a tremendous discussion in education, and I appreciate everybody that was on the Education Committee. The chair as well gave us a great deal of time, a lot of out-of-town testimony. We got a chance to really answer a lot of questions. I understand there's still some questions from committee members, and if you do give me the chance to calendar it, I will make sure I have those answered by Tuesday. It was a 3-3 vote, and because, as I said, we were coming up to crossover date, it came out unanimously without recommendation. So I would ask your indulgence to allow me to remove that without recommendation and to calendar it for Tuesday. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Heineman. Senator Heinert.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I guess I would just like to point out the fact that we have a committee process, and it is supposed, if something's going to come to the floor, it's supposed to have a due pass recommendation. I think it just passes the buck down the line. So I'd ask you to respect the committee process and let them handle it where it belongs up there. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Heinert. Further remarks? Okay, again, Senators, this is a motion that the words without recommendation be stricken, so it would be calendared on Tuesday. So the question will be, as I phrase it in my cadence, whether or not you wish to strike the without recommendation, essentially calendar it on Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, the question is Senator Heineman's motion that the words without recommendation be stricken from the report of the Committee on Education on Senate Bill 189, and that the words do pass be inserted so that this bill would be placed on the calendar on Tuesday, the 24th of February, the 26th legislative day. Those in favor of calendaring will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford? Brown? Buell O'Donnell?
Yes.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing is excused. Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield is excused. Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
No.
Holin?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen? Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
No.
Peterson excused. Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
No.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton? Tiedemann?
No.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White excused. Mr. President, there are 24 yeas, 7 nays, and 4 excused.
Senator Heineman's motion to calendar Senate Bill 189 on Tuesday, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. It shall be so calendared. Now we're on to our first reading of House bills. These are bills that passed the House, obviously coming over to us. We have two of them today. They must be read in open session according to our rules and Constitution, because we didn't have computers back when that happened, so people up there would keep track of where these bills were and could not be hidden. And so our secretary here will read the number of the bill, I'll read the title, and then I will announce where the President Pro Tem, Senator Brown, has assigned these for committee hearing. Please proceed. First reading.
House Bill 1107, an act to revise the definition of certain alcoholic beverages that are classified as cider. And House Bill 1230, an act to affirm the sanctity of human life.
House Bill 1107 is assigned to the Committee of Commerce, and 1230 to Health and Human Services. Our next point of business is executive appointment consideration. Constitution requires that the Senate approve through a process called advice and consent, or we call it confirmation, appointments made by the governor to various executive positions. At this time, we'll have consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Deb Shepherd of Coddington County, Watertown, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education.
Are there remarks? Senator Frerichs, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President and fellow members of the Senate. On behalf of our Senate Education Committee, and I thank the distinguished chairwoman for letting me be able to talk about my former boss. Deb Shepherd here, was president of Lake Area Tech, and I had a chance to serve as an ag instructor there for 4 years, and certainly enjoyed my experience there, and until the farm demands kept me from being able to make that drive down to Watertown. So she is no stranger to education, and she truly has come up through the ranks, having served as an instructor and been involved through the K-12 system, but also with our technical institutes. She has been through the transitions that have happened as far as truly having recognition for technical education. They're no longer thought of as being just an outcast that we put them there to keep them busy and learn a trade and then get to work. Now technical education is looked at as truly a trades skilled workforce building type of program that oftentimes probably earn just as much or more than the 4-year degree type of program. So she will be an excellent resource on the Board of Education, having that unique experience been inside post-secondary education. Certainly we know the Board of Ed works in coordinating the efforts with our technical institutes, and she is still as closely tied to the K-12 model as well. She hasn't completely left education in her retirement. She does serve as an adjunct faculty, and she reminded me in the hallway yesterday after our meeting, she said, You know how I always put up with you ag instructors when either you wanted a new piece of equipment or you needed some more space because of all of the students that are coming into your programs. She says, now I get to teach your students. She's teaching the young individuals going back to their farm operations. And she says, it's the best class in the afternoon. And she says, they do stay awake and they're very engaged. So she's certainly a practitioner at heart and will continue to be so. Ask for the advice and consent on Deb Shepherd for Board of Education. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Frerichs. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, do you, Senators, advise and consent to the executive appointment of Deb Shepherd to the South Dakota Board of Education? Those in favor of that appointment will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd? Ewing is excused. Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield is excused. Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holine?
Aye.
Hunoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson is excused. Rampelberg, Rave,
aye.
Rush,
aye.
Soholt,
aye.
Solano,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Van Gerpen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
White, excused, Kurd,
aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 yeas, 4 excused.
Thank you. The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Deb Shepherd to the South Dakota Board of Education? Having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed, and her appointment is confirmed. We're now on to the consent calendar. We have two parts today, but a consent calendar is non-debatable. There are items or matters, and the first is another executive appointment that's not subject to debate or discussion, although questions may be asked. And we do that on matters that have come out of committee unanimously, and it's for efficiency purposes. And that's what we're going to handle today now. The first is consideration of executive appointments under our consent calendar, please.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive reappointments of Patrick J. Burchell of Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority, as found on page 257 of the Senate Journal, and Douglas J. Hayak of Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Building Authority, as found on page 256 of the Senate Journal.
Any questions on either one of these advice and consent appointments? Hearing no questions, the question before the Senate is, do you advise and consent to the executive reappointments of Pat Burchell to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority and Doug Hayak to the South Dakota Building Authority? Those in favor of advice and consent and reappointment will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing? Excuse. Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield? Excuse.
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen? Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson, excuse. Rampelberg?
Aye.
Brave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
And White, excused. Mr. President, there are 31 yeas, 4 excused.
The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive reappointment of Pat Burchell to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority and Doug Hayak to the South Dakota Building Authority, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed, and both of those reappointments are confirmed.
House Bill 1120, an act to revise the provisions related to phase-in rate plans for plant additions.
Again, this is on the consent calendar, so it's non-debatable. But the question before, House Bill 1120, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Senators, any questions on this House bill? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1120. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing? Excuse. Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield? Excuse. Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson, excused. Rampelberg?
Aye.
Brave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley? And White, excused. Mr. President, there are 31 yeas, 4 excused.
House Bill 1120, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Title's approved then. We need to revert to order business 5 because we have some reports of standing committees that just came in so that we can get them reported out for Tuesday's calendar. Please proceed. Reports of standing committees.
Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that it has had under consideration Senate bills 139 and 140 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bills do pass. Also, Senate Bill 134, which has been amended and recommends do pass amended. And finally, reports that it has had under consideration Senate bills 103, 148, 149, 150, and 151, which were tabled. Senator Rave moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred to February 24th, the 26th legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I have a few bills to sign, but let's do announcements first. Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Senator Sutton, he's too shy to introduce his wife. I suspect it has something to do with the fact that he introduced a different wife last week. So, and she was a Democrat, I understand. But please recognize Kelsey.
Yeah, Kels.
Mr. President.
I am fairly confident that you're needing to go on the record to indicate that that was not your idea because she told you not to introduce her again, which is my guess. But I'll call on you, Senator Sutton.
Boy, a lot of things get flung around up here in Pierre, don't they? Well, I appreciate the introduction from my good friend over here. You know, I kind of fancy myself up here as being a pretty good arguer. Many of you would probably disagree, but that's fine. But my wife, Kelsey, is a new attorney. And so I am very fearful that when I am at home, I will never win another argument. But that's okay. I appreciate her coming to visit us. She's been with me through a lot. And I couldn't have done what I've done to date without her support. I just really appreciate all she's done for me, and I love her a lot. So thank you for welcoming her, Mr. President.
That's great. Two points, though, Senator Sutton, 2 points. One is you can introduce all of Senator Rave's wives anytime you want. My second point is, let me tell you, as somebody who's been married a lot longer than you have, it has nothing to do with your wife being an attorney. Easily. I mean, it's not even close. You have a choice. You have a choice as a husband. You can either be right or happy. Any other announcements? Senator Kamak.
Senate Ag will meet on Tuesday, 10 o'clock, 4:14.
Very good. Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. Judiciary Committee will meet at 8 o'clock Tuesday morning. We'll take up two weapons bills. Thank you.
Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education will meet on Tuesday at 7:45.
Thank you, ma'am. Further announcements? I have a few. Senator Curd.
Senate Commerce, Tuesday, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Commerce.
Come early.
Come early, come often. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you very much.
Senator Tiedemann. Oh, you're in Peters. You're Peters and Tiedemann.
I didn't want to have to worry about plugging
in
my mic.
Our students are trying to figure out why you're talking to a pinata with antlers.
Well, I don't know the story either, so we'll have to figure that one out. Senator Probst is going to meet on Tuesday. We've got a light bill load, only 3 Senate bills left, and we've got 4 House bills calendared. We're going to actually start at 9 a.m., so we get to sleep in a little bit.
Outstanding. Any other announcements? Senator Rave.
I was just told by a little bird to, as long as this is last announcement, for you, Mr. President, peace, love, and Bobby Sherman.
Nice. Thanks, team. That's an excellent way to go. Okay, please be safe in your travels home. We need you back. And let's keep Representative Schaefer and his family in our prayers. I have a few bills to sign, so again, please be on your way. You don't have to wait for this conclusion. The President is required under the Constitution to sign bills that have passed both the House and the Senate and do so in open session. So the President signing an act to permit the submission of a title insurance policy in lieu of an abstract in certain instances. That's House Bill 1076. Thank you, Dodie. Peace. President signing an act to revise certain provisions related to transferable interests and limited liability partnerships. That's 1099. President signing an act to revise certain adoption proceedings regarding the adult adoption of biological children, 1119. President signing an act to provide for the creation of an entity for the purpose of insurance contracts in certain instances, 1178. And the President signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of captive insurance companies, 1180. Madam Secretary.
Senator Hager moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Be safe.